The Chinese foreign minister says the country's development conforms to the common expectations and interests of all countries in the region and should not be blocked. Wang Yi was responding to questions about China-U.S. relations following meetings in Fujian province with the foreign ministers of Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, the Philippines, and South Korea. He says China's urging the United States to respect China's core interests in development. Wang says that in facing the challenges of globalization in the post-pandemic era, China and the U.S. should have more dialogue and cooperation in this region. Passenger trips topped over 51 million Saturday, the first day of the nation's three-day tomb-sweeping day holiday. The reading jumped over 157% from the same period of last year. The China State Railway Group says Saturday saw approximately 14 million passenger trips, setting a single-day record for this year. Figures also show that airlines handled nearly 1.5 million passenger trips in China on Saturday, a jump of around 370% compared to the first day of the holiday last year. The Chinese mainland reported 15 new, locally transmitted COVID-19 cases in Yunnan province on Sunday. Health officials say on the same day, they also saw 17 new imported cases on the mainland. The first batch of the Sinopharm COVID-19 vaccine purchased from China has arrived in the Jordanian capital, Amman. The Chinese ambassador to Jordan says the two countries have supported each other in combating the pandemic, which reflects the value of their partnership and friendship. Elderly people in the German city of Cologne have used Easter Sunday to get their COVID-19 vaccinations. 64-year-old Elsa Rexwinkel says although she was a bit worried about getting vaccinated, she's happy she got the shot.
Yes, I feel very good. I'm totally happy that I got the vaccination appointment. It was like a little Easter present after all.
Germany is only giving the AstraZeneca vaccine to people age 60 and older and those in a high-risk category for serious illness from COVID-19. More than 40 people are dead and 9 others injured as flash floods and landslides hit East Nusa Tenggara province in southern Indonesia. Officials say the disasters buried dozens of houses, swept away several other houses, and destroyed a bridge. Hundreds of people are still missing in the area around one local village. Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says Iran will not hold any direct or indirect talks with representatives of the United States in the meeting of the 2015 nuclear agreement participants scheduled for Tuesday in Vienna. He says Iran will return to full compliance with the agreement after verifying the removal of sanctions. The senior diplomat says Iran will not accept any step-by-step plan to revive the agreement, but only the lifting of all the sanctions imposed by the administration of former U.S. President Donald Trump. The April 6th meeting in Vienna will be convened after a virtual reunion on Friday of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action participants. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price confirmed on Friday that Washington representatives will attend the Vienna encounter and said the country remains open to direct talks with Iran.